Well, good morning, everyone. This morning, my friend and colleague Doris Brown and I would like to spend a few moments with you talking about what we believe are some tremendous opportunities that we have as public health nurses for leadership at all levels that can really help to propel forward nursing, public health nursing, and the overall goal of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation that has begun to be articulated at this conference for a culture of health. We've heard this already in the APHA conference so far. We're going to be hearing a lot more about it in this afternoon's closing session from our WJF Executive Director, Risa Lavizzo-More. The Foundation's vision around a culture of health is what we all as public health nurses have envisioned, wanted, and worked for many, many years, that we have embedded in our society values, conditions, policies that enable all persons, regardless of their conditions, their environment, their background, to achieve a healthier life in all ways, both today and then also into future generations. We see public health nursing as being really critical to achieving this health. The Foundation, as you know, has made a tremendous investment in nursing in general and also in public health nursing. The Foundation collaborated with the Institute of Medicine for the release of the 2010 IOM report on the future of nursing. Nursing, the Foundation believes, is very central to the success of transforming our current healthcare system, healthcare delivery system, to a system that's more inclusive, more focused on health rather than disease. And they wish to support nursing to be a key partner in helping to lead that transformation going forward. So the Foundation partnered with the AARP to support and launch the Campaign for Action in about 2011, shortly after the release of the IOM Future of Nursing. The campaign thus far has achieved a lot of success for nursing in general as far as advancing the recommendations of the IOM report. There is now a coalition organized in all 50 states. The AARP has been a strong partner, and with that connection between the Foundation and the AARP, over $8.8 million has been leveraged by the state action coalitions to support work that's going to help us to achieve the IOM's recommendations. Just very briefly, you've seen these before most likely, but to refresh your memory, the IOM report has set forth five pillars, if you will, that will be important and necessary in order for nursing to achieve its full potential in transforming health and working together to create a healthier population. The first pillar, education, obviously, advancing education. You all know about the 2020 rule to work to achieve the goal of 80% of nurses attaining at minimum bachelor's degree education by the year 2020. Practice and care, addressing statutes, practice acts that may be in place that are antiquated and that prohibit or limit the ability of nurses to function to their fullest potential. Leadership, assuring that nurses are engaged actively in leadership at all levels of practice. That's going to be a lot of what you're going to be hearing about today. Our emphasis is that public health nurses in particular at all levels of practice must really engage and lead the transformation that we're part of. Diversity, certainly a critical goal for public health nursing as well, to diversify our workforce so that we look like the population that we serve. And finally, interprofessional collaboration. We know that we have to bust out of the nursing silo, the public health nursing silo, and span the boundaries across both healthcare and other sectors of society. Public health nursing is at a time of challenge. We have to figure out how to take public health nursing viral, if you will, outside of public health nursing and throughout health and healthcare. This just quickly summarizes some of the things that have been factors influencing public health nursing recently. I won't spend a great deal of time talking about these, but obviously we have new public health nursing core competencies and standards of practice in recent years. The National Public Health Standards and Accreditation for local, state, tribal, and territorial health departments are another development that create many opportunities for public health nurses to lead the new system, as do just simply changing roles of public health departments in light of the Affordable Care Act as well. chronic diseases, emerging infectious diseases certainly have put public health in the forefront, or certainly can be in the forefront in terms of leading those initiatives around population health. And all this is happening in the face of economic pressures. We know that in recent years, our governmental public health system in particular has been besieged by budget cuts and reductions, which have made it more difficult to achieve our goals. In 2013, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation funded a national enumeration of the public health nursing workforce. It had been many years since we had had an enumeration and characterization of the workforce, and was long overdue. The Center of Excellence in Public Health Workforce Studies at the University of Michigan was the partner, along with the Association of Public Health Nurses. The enumeration was conducted. There was a tremendous response from the public health nursing community in local and state health departments who were the primary target. And we learned a lot about that workforce that had previously not come to light. As a result of the enumeration, there were several recommendations that were set forth. And I'd like to share these, and I'd like you to think about how these relate to those five pillars that we looked at earlier for the overall campaign for action. So, five recommendations. The first one was to develop and support strategies for more education and training for public health nurses. Not a surprise. Over 60% of the nurses who participated in the enumeration said that they very badly wanted to have more opportunities for continuing education and also to advance in their formal education to support their practice. We also identified a very, very strong need to better improve racial and ethnic diversity at the public health nursing workforce. The place where this gap is very, very prevalent is in regard to nursing leadership. Within public health nursing leadership, we have, unfortunately, nurses of color sorely underrepresented. So we really need to work on intensifying our pipeline efforts to recruit and to retain nurses of color into the profession. Another recommendation was to look at how transformation of the health system, Affordable Care Act, all those changes on the horizon will impact the tasks and functions that public health nurses perform now and into the future. To find ways to address some of the concerns that we identified around public health nursing recruitment. Those things included concerns around compensation and promotion opportunities. Public health nurses nationally told us that they love their work. They believe that they make a difference in the health of communities. There are many rewards, but there are also many barriers. Compensation certainly is a barrier, as is the ability for nurses to be promoted to succeeding levels of responsibility and authority. And the final recommendation, obviously, was that we needed for this enumeration not to be the last, but rather to continue to monitor the workforce and its needs. So again, all of those areas definitely parallel very, very nicely with the IOM recommendations around education, practice, diversity, leadership, as well as interprofessional collaboration. So how are we going to do this? We have a great opportunity today that's before us, a small window of opportunity, because right now we're hearing population health as we've never heard it before from our partners in the healthcare delivery system. We know that there's a great deal of emphasis not only on improving everyone's health, but also in achieving costs, long-term costs in the cost of health care, as well as the other economic factors that are associated with disease, including the impact on business. It's a great time of opportunity for us because public health nurses are embedded throughout the country in all communities, so they have skills that can help to lead forward public health as well as clinical health care, because we have a foot in both of those worlds, so to speak. So we really need a strong leadership component among public health nurses at all levels of practice in order to be active in helping to achieve the transformation in health and health care. Sunday, in the Quad Council session that Pamela will be talking with you about in a little bit, one of the persons present said, we really truly need a campaign for public health nursing. Doris and I would like to promote the idea that we have a campaign for public health nursing, and right now it's the campaign for action. We simply need to find more ways as public health nurses to come forth, to become active participants and help to lead that effort so that we can be more effective in achieving these goals, not only for public health nursing, but for transforming health. Doris Brown has been highly active. She's been a very engaged leader in her state action coalition, and she's going to talk a bit with you about some of the successes that they've achieved and some of her leadership lessons learned as a result.
Thank you, Shirley. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for being here, and I will run through this very quick. First and foremost, I want to stress this morning, and you've heard from our Surgeon Generals, that in order for us to look at our future and change it, we must be transformational leaders. As public health nurses, you can lead from any seat, whether you are a clinical nurse, whether you are teaching public health nursing. We are in the catbird seat right now to impact this shift that we call. And I think it's critical for us as nursing leaders to develop that public health nursing leadership. How do we advocate at every level? How do we be at the table? And I do want to go back and show you that boardrooms, decisions, leadership's taking place. Is public health nursing at the table? Are we helping to decide what will be funded, what will not be funded? And so as we seize these great opportunities, we have to promote our nurses in a leadership role and make sure that once they get in those leadership roles, they're utilizing every skill they've ever learned from an interpersonal perspective. As we get nurses in key positions of executive leadership, how do we make sure that they are there, not just the one nurse in the room, but how are they influencing the policy and making sure that our practice environment is carried out? And it's an abundant number of roles. You saw some of those as discussed. But public health nurses must realize the vision. They also must understand the voice and the leadership requirements. You could be an adaptive leader. You could be a servant leader, but most importantly, as we transform this new healthcare delivery system, we must be transformational leaders. And as we do that, there are certain skills and competencies needed. As we sat at the table with our administrators, with our physicians, what can we show as we look at the return on investment for employing public health nurses? And we understand that we're an endangered species, but know that you are in the catbird seat. You have the goals, the mission, and the heart to impact this community. You could drive it because you are sitting in that catbird seat. You can talk the talk because of your clinical background and involvement. And there's some key tenets here that makes a successful leader. We always strive for excellence. We have to pull in the measurement. I tell my folks we are public health scientists. The data should drive every decision as we look at, as we measure those outcomes that we're defining it. And because we've always done it that way doesn't necessarily mean that we have to continue to do that. We're discussing building a culture of health. We also have to discuss that service component. And as we mentor our young public health nurses as they come into the arena, what are we doing to recruit them, and how do we retain them when they get to our profession? And make sure that, yes, we are accountable and that we have aligned all of our goals and values with it. And be able to communicate with those legislators. What are our key messages? So that when we go, when I share a story, the chair of our health and welfare committee would always leave out of his practice, he was a GP, general practitioner, and go next door to our health unit and ask those nurses, what do y'all need for this legislative session? We all live with these legislators. We take care of their children. We can impact things at every level. We just have to, you know, you're in powerful positions. You have to utilize that power and make sure. And quickly, being a member of our state coalition for the last census inception has been challenging. And what are the challenges? Making sure that public health voice is heard. You know, we brought together all of the leadership in Louisiana to make sure that academia is present, our tertiary care facilities. But how do we get public health at the table? How do we make sure that our mission, protecting the health of the public, promoting it, is heard and carried out? How many of you are part of your state coalitions? Okay. So next year, the whole room is going to wave their hand and say, yes, I'm a part of the coalition, and I am helping to drive and direct which direction we're going in. So we've had a think tank. We brought in everyone together. We've had regional summits. And one of the key elements here with this major charge, it's not to create another nursing organization, but bring in everyone together under one umbrella to work on and carry out this strategic planning that we all develop. And a major component of that, of course, is diversity. How do we, you heard from Shirley, how do we assure that starting at kindergarten, we're communicating the importance of being a nurse, a public health nurse? How do we make sure that we're competent, culturally competent in what we do, and we have the nursing students to take care of them? Coming together, together, together with our medical community, with our administrators, is so key to the success. And one of our major accomplishments in Louisiana will be a health summit that will take place in January. It's a statewide summit entitled The Future of Healthcare Delivery in Louisiana. And we will be looking at best practices from physicians, advanced practice nurses, as well as our physician's assistants. And looking at those models, what are those best practices that work? So our challenge to public health nurses, I know we're running out of time, is to really identify those opportunities for us to engage ourselves in with those key decision makers.
So as Doris said, next year we'd like for every single hand in the room to raise. So the Campaign for Action, it is our campaign. If we don't see it that way, we need to make it our campaign. So if you've not yet found a way into your State Action Coalition, here's the link. This is the information on the website. Just go to the Future of Nursing Campaign for Action. Find your State Action Coalition. Contact someone. Find a way to engage and engage public health nursing in moving the campaign forward. There's also an opportunity to connect via blogs about the campaign and to infuse the public health nursing perspective. So thank you very much, and I appreciate your participation and attendance today, and good luck with engaging your campaign.